Tens of thousands of Massachusetts workers are settling into a strange new routine. Instead of going to the office every day, an unprecedented number of people are working from home. So, that got WBUR's Adrian Ma wondering, how are those workers faring? And how will this moment change the very culture of work? Here's his report.
Okay, so I think it's fair to say that it's been a pretty rough week for a lot of us. So why don't we start on a positive note?
What's been good about suddenly working from home?
Well, I definitely get to spend more time with my dog. So that's good. I mean, you can't hear her barking in the background.
You can sometimes multitask and get stuff done, like laundry.
And also the commute. I kind of love not having to commute for 2 to 3 hours every day.
You roll out of bed and shower and like, okay, it's time to start work, you know.
So that's actually pretty great.
Meet former office dwellers Tim Cronin from Weymouth and Claudia Madison from Arlington. Usually they both work in Boston, but a couple of weeks ago their employer said, stay home, work there, which they both say they're actually lucky to be able to do. Still, they've also had some challenges. Some are obvious, like Madison. She manages a team while also managing a not-yet-two-year-old human.
I think my biggest concern is keeping our son from, like, driving us crazy with not having anything to do with him.
Other challenges, maybe not so obvious.
It's weird because you work with these people all the time, so you wouldn't think that the norms would be that different, but they definitely are in some strange ways.
Like, how do you stay connected to your coworkers? Tim Cronin's boss had an idea.
After we were told that we're going to work from home, my boss was like, let's, like, do, like, a lunch at 12.
You know, just like the office. You, a container of last night's leftovers, and all your colleagues watching you on screen.
I did do the chat, and I had my lunch, but I kind of left it on the side because I was like, I'm not going to eat and have everyone watch me eating. It's just like, it's more, there's something different about that than...
Let's face it. For many people, the workplace is now virtual. The water cooler has been replaced by the chat window. And how's it going? Has been replaced by...
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can see you and I can like vaguely hear you.
That's from an interview I was trying to conduct this week by video. See, my colleagues and I have been barred from returning to the office, just like so many office workers around the globe right now.
I actually never thought that I would witness this in my lifetime. And what's going through my head is how will people do this?
Sadal Neely is a professor at Harvard Business School, and she's written about how global companies use technology to grow. She says figuring out how to communicate, how to make decisions as a group, these are going to be huge challenges for organizations.
Leaders must lead differently. Individuals must work differently. And work and life get blurred.
For a while, she says worker productivity will probably decline. And that's expected whenever any organization goes through a radical change. But over time, she says, people will figure out the tricks to working effectively at home. For instance,
you have to get up at a certain time. You've got to shower and get dressed.
Do you got to get dressed?
You've got to get dressed. It may not be the same things that
duly noted. Anyway, she says millions of people who never had to rely on video conferencing or instant messaging, they're being forced to learn. And when those workers finally, hopefully one day, return to the office?
I think the impact of this mass working from home experiment is going to be that we will all develop the skills that are going to be very important in the digital era.
And because of that, Neely says what we think of as the typical office job could change too. Organizations may become more flexible and more willing to let employees go remote. In other words, the long-term impact of this mass work-from-home experiment could be positive, even if none of it was planned. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.